relaxed, grooving kind of vibe. No, I want the music. Look at this, Jimmy. Woo-hoo-hoo! I'm just like those go-go dancers in the 60s on Laugh-In. I don't have any jokes, though. What do you have to say about what's going on tonight in the studio?
Enjoying the view.
Yeah, strap on. Your groove thing. Strap on that groove thing and get yourself a brewski. It's going to be a great ride tonight.
Lost this radio.
Now stop it, will you? Stop it before you drive us all crazy.
Yes, here we are tonight, turning a milestone on Lost Discs Radio at top of the hour, right? We're just going to say it is February 5th of...
February... of 1999.
It's April 5th of 2014. All right.
Okay.
I don't know.
A little time warp there.
I don't know. I was concentrating on the, you know, the 14th. The letter F was forefront in my face.
You're a freak.
All right. So, yeah, Dr. Doug Brown on the microphone over there. So, you know, come on, folks. Give him props for showing up.
That's right. Once every 150 shows, I throw up.
Yeah. Enough. Yeah, we're not cleaning you up after this, by the way, this time. And well, we do have Joe Stacks on the phone line. Come on, Joe, bail me out, man.
Well, you Spartans, on this 300th show of Lost Disc Radio.
Jeez, what happened?
Well, it would be the Leinenkugel talking.
Yes, it would, yeah. Jay, that's well timed. What is that? Is that your alarm? Did you got to get into your damn chair? Where are you going? Jeez. Dr. Doug Brown has left the building. Wow. All right. So let's, in his stead, of course.
I'm back.
No, he's back. I was going to say, in his stead, it could be Brad from Grits Radio, who's over there. With.
No, he's not.
Without a microphone. Brad, you're making me look bad, you and Doc.
Hey.
Okay, that's now we're up. Now we're three. That's three for three.
Remember when we used to do the show and like do it on like a CD, like, you know, and then we could fix those kind of things, but not when you're like live like this.
When you're
man.
Live like this, we used to.
We've evolved.
Yeah, yeah. See, is this sweeps week in the ratings?
Yeah, this is
because we're going down, man. By the way, very exciting tonight. Not only do we now we do have Brad now, right? Brad's back in his chair. It's Brad from Grits Radio and Val, and of course, there will be a Chesty's Chick Pick on deck, folks. Yeah, right? That wasn't just a teaser at the opening of the show. It will be happening later. And look, Radio Phil and Beauty are on the scene tonight. And they're not saying anything. They're just looking over this way. And then Baby Cakes Betty, and dressed in black, as usual, and Bill are over there. All right, so that's what's happening at top of the hour, and in honor that we are in the month of April. See, now I'm going to make up for it, because we are in the month of April, and I'm going to prove it, because speaking of springtime and all that kind of thing, it's going to be one of this kind of thing. Out of sight sounds of Saloon Sinclair and the Mother Bear, exclusively on Lost Disc Radio.
Lord gave Noah a rainbow sign. Well, it won't be water, be fire next time, be born again.
Be born again,
rich, crisp, roasted, rich, crisp, snowy white, luscious, smooth, roasted, rich, crisp, pure, roasted goodness.
I like very comfortable girls who are straight, but not quite, who are ready for new adventures, ready for the altogether unexpected. I'm kind but not too gentle, I'm gentle but not too nice. When you find the right girl, she'll be rare and easily frightened. Use magic and secret potions, take her to some far off island. I'm kind but not too gentle, I'm gentle but not too nice.
I tell you, my friends, this is sick, sick, sick.
How we'd sit back and watch the world go by, and all we've done is quietly stand aside. But when you're down, there's no place you can hide. Oh no. So we're gonna break out of this rut. Yeah, we're gonna break out of this rut. Yeah.
right. Well, brace yourselves, because that was Willie and the Red Rubber Band. Willie and the Red Rubber
Band.
On RCA label.
Speaking of Trojans.
Jeez. Yeah, we're and by the way, the song is called "We're Coming Up."
Whoa.
I'm sorry.
Jeez.
It's all over. That's right. Okay, I don't know. But before that, it was It was the West Coast Pop Art Experimental Band with our drummer always plays in the nude, which they don't actually, you know, see what I'm saying? Like, that's just a title that doesn't, you see.
They're an experimental band.
They're being postmodern there.
Right.
And it was at the top of the set. There was "Be Born Again" from Saloon Sinclair and the Mother Bear on the Cadet Concept label. Our Marshall,
oh, it's bad.
Jeez, a Marshall Chess production there, folks, out of the old Checker label studios. Wow, a lot of great stuff happening off mic in the studio. Apparently. If only we could have heard. And so anyway, Joe, back it up there. What do we need to know, or do we need to know anything about Willie and the Red Rubber Band?
I don't know any of the. I don't know if anybody from the other whether Willie or any of those Red Rubbers went on to big and better. But they originated out of the Shreveport, Texas area, and that was you spun a cut off of their second and last RCA album.
Now look, they're not that really is their name. We're not trying to be funny, right? Like, people this point might think we're just...
And with Willie Redden on vocals.
See?
I thought he was talking about some other rubber.
He's covering the rubber with the... Willie with the rubber.
Wow. Okay, so I guess we're caught up on that. What more do we...
Wee Willie.
Ow! All right. I really should have got a microphone just for Chesty. She's full of them tonight, folks. And what else can we say at this point about the West Coast Pop Art Experimental Band? We've been down this road many times. Of course, Saloon Sinclair, he was out of Massachusetts originally, right, Joe? Roger Saloon was out of Massachusetts, and then he was making the scene in the San Francisco area when he hooked up with the Mother Bear.
Exactly. Again, one of those ultimately kind of minor West Coast. Oh, they ended up being a West Coast band.
Uh-huh.
You know, and they managed to get signed to Chess's Cadet Concept and managed to do two albums. Two.
Yeah. Well, they had, you know, connections to the Owsley Acid there if they're in San Fran, so that would have changed their sound, right, Doc?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. From what I've heard.
Okay. All right, so now, speaking of this kind of thing, we've heard in from Babs and Slick on the email. And I just want to say that this is a very nice email from Babs. She says that they're psyched and they're drinking Bacardi and Pepsis in honor of our 300th show. Very good. And she wants to remind us that Babs and Slick actually appeared live on one of our radio programs, the one we did in March of 2006. From live from Catasauqua, Pennsylvania. That's right. They came down to where we had our mobile studio set up, and they sat in on that show. And she goes on to even let us know that Slick was bombed on Bacardi and Pepsi's that night when they were sitting in with us. Okay, so you see, it's alcohol and good memories, folks, I guess. And Filthy Phil, here comes Filthy Phil chiming in from Fayetteville, Arkansas. Right, Doc? Where we are sometimes relayed on KXUA 88.3 FM.
Yeah. In Fayetteville, Arkansas.
On Sunday nights, they sometimes replay us right before, right before Phil's show, the Plastic Magic Radio Show. And he's kind of getting us on 5110 kilohertz shortwave, by the way, folks. And we are also being relayed on 7490 kilohertz tonight shortwave, right? So we're all over the place on the frequencies. And good old Scotty and Peg are chiming in, and they're digging it, and they want to know what was the date of our first broadcast. Doc, if you can get this, man.
Win a refrigerator.
February 14th. 19, 2000.
Yeah. All right.
You really want to know, or don't you want
to? It was close to that, right? 2001, 2000, right around there.
I don't know. Joe, do you know the first air date of the show? The,
Holy moly. No. It was lost. It's lost in the mists of time.
It's fall, winter, I think.
Radio Phil's fault.
Yeah. Radio Phil is here tonight. He had a lot to do with us getting our first shows up on Live 365, man, back in the day. So what's the date, Phil? Give us a year at least. Ballpark it.
2001.
It was August 29th of 2001. It was a Friday night, and we were broadcast on 7415 kilohertz shortwave that night at 7 p.m.
Wow.
Eastern time. Dig, minus 5 hours Zulu. And here comes Jason and Mike in Edmonton, Alberta tonight. Yeah, indeed. Digging the action tonight, and they want, Doc, they want you to replace Cousin Brucey on Sirius XM 60s on 6. Can you get on that?
Yeah, sure. I'll put that on my to-do list for tomorrow.
Doc can do that. Well, you can negotiate a contract, apparently. All right.
Oh, really?
When he's not up at the woodshed.
That's right.
All right.
Or in my John boat. I got a John boat now.
See,
yeah, a little John boat.
See, Doc's busy, man. He's,
yeah, with a Ted Williams 7-horsepower 1976 series.
You got the old Ted Williams
motor
revved
man.
Up.
Yeah,
that's not a silent motor though.
What? No. You need headphones.
Okay, so then, look, we're gonna keep
7-horsepower.
We're gonna try to keep the show moving on, apparently, because we got to play some music here, Joe. This is a record that's been haunting me, and now it's been haunting you. We got the Sunshine Company. Now, that all sounds good. Now, how can a group called the Sunshine Company make you uptight? Well, dig this. A song called 4 in the Morning, which is a very sort of paranoid... I even got the pop screen in place.
Someone's listening
still
in.
Still doesn't work. It's got a very paranoid flavor to it, okay? And Joe, we've tracked this down because I came to realize that this song was haunting me because I'd heard it somewhere before, and it turns out it's on the Ant Trip Ceremony LP.
Which is insane.
What?
Which, that just can't happen, okay? That's just insane that Ant Trip Ceremony and the Sunshine Company doing the same song.
Right. And so that's disturbing enough. And then, go ahead, take it from there.
Well, okay. Well,
the songwriter problem.
Well, sure, but didn't the Youngbloods cover this as well?
Yes, fine. And maybe even the Holy Modal Rounders, for all we know.
Holy frijoles. That led us down the rabbit hole of looking for the writer, a guy named George Robin Ramelli.
Yes.
Mysterious, possibly slinky individual.
Right.
But someone who doesn't seem to have a lot of presence in our modern interwebs age. Now, I, after some searching, I found, he seems to have been a peripheral member of the Holy Modal Rounders. He's credited with writing a song called Euphoria, which the Rounders did, and went on to be covered by other folks, including the Youngbloods.
Yes. Captain Ganja, that's his theme song.
I guess he dropped out of the music biz for a while.
From what you can gather, you think he must have been some sort of like Greenwich Village folky type guy that was selling his... Well, songs around kind of like a Tim Harden or a Gary Paxton.
Something a little nutty, and I don't know, because this might appeal to Chesty, because I think it's not necessarily right in the neighborhood, but it's her neck of the woods. Hmm? I found a little thing on a website called Elwood Snock and the Land of Lo-Fi. This is about some of the people he's known and played music with.
Yeah.
And it mentions that Robin Ramelli of the Holy Modal Rounders... He and a few local boys from Bucks County, PA, began jamming together and later formed the Holy Modal Rounders, it says here.
Okay, so this guy goes way back to the early 60s is what we're really... And then we don't know. He dropped off the face of the earth. So here it is tonight, folks. We're going to dig this out-of-sight version of this song, 4 in the Morning, tonight served up to you by the Sunshine Company exclusively on Lost Discs. Right.
just ain't nothing to drink. Empty bottles on the floor and dirty dishes in the sink. Nothing to drink and the sun ain't gonna shine. I left my baby cause she just wouldn't stop lying.
I mean, this is mind-boggling, isn't it? Sick, sick, sick.
Everybody knows she's my baby. Everybody knows she's my girl. Everybody knows. Everybody but her. Ever since the day that I met her, I've been telling the world about her. Everybody knows, everybody but her. When I get around her, I don't let my feelings show. I ask her if she loves me, she might tell me no.
See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions.
Lost Discs Radio.
Leave me on. You know that right to hold me tight and lead me on.
And again, I say sick, sick, and sick.
It's a pirate radio thing.
Here is man as he envisions himself in the space age.
Hey, it's Dr. Doc Brown.
Oh, yeah!
Look, he's not a magician. He can't fly. He's not invisible. The only thing is, he can walk through a wall and I can't.
Without a warning, you broke my heart. Then you took it, baby, and you tore it apart. You left me sitting alone in the dark.
Station management here. It's Randy. Lay off them beers, dude. Too many. Put that down.
Keep it moving.
Grinding. Going.
Coffee break.
The orchestra tuning up.
Matinee today.
Sweating men pounding steel.
Chimney scar the sky with the smoke.
Black. Greasy. Filthy. Dirty.
Summer's coming. School is almost through.
Well, that's Bobby Francis, okay, off the Centaur Records label. And here's the thing. You know, we're putting together the show 300 here, Doc.
Right.
And I was thinking about pulling out some old records from the past playlists. And then I thought, what about those times that people emailed in and said, hey, we found on the internet that you lost this radio guy's played such and such a record, and my dad was in that group. Or my, in this case, my babysitter was in that group. Okay.
Those are those feel-good memories.
This is the email that we got on this on January of 2003 from a guy named Dave in Cocoa Beach, Florida. He said, Bobby Francis lived down the street from me, and his mother was the babysitter for us. In summer of 1964, she gave me an autographed copy of that record, but I broke it at a party. Now listen to this. Here's where it gets crazy. He says, I'm putting together a special party for Bobby's 50th birthday. This is January of 2003, folks. Bobby's 50th birthday. It's being held at Bobby's old hometown in Newark, New York. He said, people would go nuts if I could get a copy of Summer's Coming, which you played on show number 38, if you could send me an MP3. So, you see what I'm saying? Those were the days, man. And we obliged, of course, to good old Dave down there. That kind of action. So, yeah, these are real records, folks. We're not making this up. Turn on your love light before that. It was. Tell them, Doc, who was that?
The record label. It was the High Spirits.
Right?
Yeah. Not to be confused with the High Life.
You see. Which is what Brad's drinking.
That's right.
Brad, are you drinking it?
Hey, I'm drinking it.
He's drinking it. He's living it.
Joe Stacks can always bail me out at a time like this. What do you have? You looked into these guys? Who's the High Spirits? What was this?
This was just four young guys who came from around the Minneapolis area, 1965, 1966. It got onto the Soma label for two singles.
Yeah,
and Love Light came out on Soma and also was released on the Apex label.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not a lot to tell you beyond that. They've shown up on a couple of compilations here and there, like the Soma Records Story or Big Hits of Mid-America. But that's as much as I can tell you.
All right. Well, see, that sometimes there's not enough to tell. And before that, now listen, it was the Rangers on the FTP label with Ghost Riders in the Sky. And yes, that was in honor of Brad and Val being here. Brad, of course, who runs Grits Radio. Right, folks? Brad, what about it?
Ghost Riders in the Sky.
Give him a microphone. Take it. Give Brad a microphone. You got enough lead on that cable, Dutch.
That's why the Grits theme. It's Ghost Riders in the Sky, and that's why I named it Grits.
And
I have like 100 versions of it. Now I have 101.
Yeah. And you're on all the time, right, Brad? How do people find Grits Radio if they want?
Well, they can email me at gritsradio@pmlol.com, or they can just Google Grits Radio. Yeah. It comes right up.
All right. And
click on listen.
Yeah, it's classic Americana, folks. Eclectic Americana, even. And The Smoke was in there before that with Don't Lead Me On. And that's a British group. That's the British group, The Smoke. And before that, of course, it was Sean Buckley and the Breadcrumbs. Okay, speaking of British groups, we played that because last month last month we played Peter Wheat and the Breadmen.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And Joe Stacks was smarting off saying, oh, you're going to follow that up with Sean Buckley and the Breadcrumbs? Well, there it is. Joe, go ahead. What about it?
All right, the one and only single from Sean Buckley and his band. Produced by Shel Talmy and released on the UK Stateside label in 65. This is probably most notable for being, the legend has it that that blistering guitar solo you heard was none other than the young Jimmy Page studio session man.
There you go.
Wow.
Pretty hot shit.
And otherwise, it would have been like that Herman's Hermits Jerry and the Pacemakers. Well, we'll just pick out the melody for a few bars here, and then we'll be fine.
Yeah. But nonetheless, a classic. Suddenly, it was a classic.
I think I just figured out my band name.
Mm.
It's going to be called Charlie Puffers and the Croutons.
Okay. See, that's why the doctor, Doc Brown, gets paid the big bucks and sits in the big seat with the big microphone. All right. So speaking of this kind of thing where people emailed from the past, here comes another one, and this is the only other one we're going to do. And this comes from a Canadian gal who, and this was back in October of 2002, who emailed us at, go ahead, Doc, we haven't even given out the email tonight, for God's sakes.
It's the Lost Discs Radio at yahoo.com. Discs with a C.
Spell the word discs with a C. And she said, I noticed that you played a record by a group called the Mark Four, which was a doo-wop group out of the Toronto area. And she says, my dad was in that group, and he's like hard of hearing now, but we think if we could get all of his records together on a CD with a pair of headphones, he could hear them again. And we're having trouble finding this one record. It was on the, dig this, it was on the Cosmic Records label. Okay, and it was called, the A-side was Make With A Shake, which actually did hit in the top Hot 100, way low, like number, 60-something, in the Hot 100 on the Billboard charts here in America. But we're going to flip the B-side, called the 45 RPM, exclusively tonight on Lost Discs Radio.
'Em. I'm really on another planet.
She's scrambling to get to the microphone.
No, I'm right here. This is a flashback show, and asked what record I would like to play from the past 10 years. Strangely enough, I said, very painfully, Gorilla Milk. We still don't know what it means. Listen to the lyrics, and if you know, email in.
Sipping on gorilla milk. Sipping on gorilla milk.
It's hairy.
Sipping on gorilla milk. Sipping on gorilla milk. You go ape with gorilla.
swing all night. Sipping on gorilla milk. Sipping on gorilla milk. You go ape with gorilla. Sip in the morning and you swing all night. You go ape with gorilla milk. If you still do the monkey, you're behind the times.
Come on and try the gorilla, you'll blow your mind.
Sip in the morning and you swing all night.
I don't have to do this for a living, you know. See, my father and mother have an iron and steel company. You've heard it before?
No, go ahead.
My mother irons and my father steels.
Doesn't anybody make short movies anymore? Everyone is longer than the one I saw before. A bag of popcorn used to do. Now you gotta take food for a week or two. Doesn't anybody make short movies anymore? Been hurt, one with the cherry I grace. I must admit I liked it, but by the time I left that place, I had to go get glasses. My hair was turning gray. The girl I loved was married, and my folks had moved away. Doesn't anybody
Bob Halley. Bob Halley of the Columbia label, Joe Stax. That's Joe Stax's pick, man. You sent that over. Come on, Joe. What do we want to know?
Well, you know, hey, I couldn't resist. There are some records that just stick with you. And I probably heard that when I was about 10 years old. That was a yard sale find, God knows. And I was at the right age. Like, that was when I loved The Streak. And I could listen to that a million times a day. And this was the same deal.
You mean that old Ray Stevens tune, The Streak?
Yeah, but I mean, I could have listened to this.
I was obsessed with that too, Doc.
Boogada, boogada.
Right? Boogada. Yeah. Fastest thing on 2 feet.
Yeah.
Well, right. Bob Halley was a, I guess the bulk of his career was spent as a producer, arranger, and songwriter for a variety of labels, including Columbia, and he produced some stuff for Leslie Uggams on Atlantic, so he was hooked into some of the R&B and soul scene. According to his profile on LinkedIn, yeah, he worked for all the big companies back when. Also, Dick Clark Productions put out a few singles of his own, like this one. He had two on Columbia, had one on the small K-Arc label out of St. Louis, and another one on the Regatta label. And I have no idea where any of those are from. They're all pretty decent, kind of middle of the road rockers. You can check out some of the other stuff, like "You Got Me" on K-Arc and "Annie Threw a Party" on the Regatta label, over at the YouTubes.
Oh yeah, it's good for some.
It's interesting. I mean, it's not.
But you actually have that 45, isn't that right? Like a white label promo, even, right?
Yeah, I mean, and
from when like you were a kid, you got it at the flea market or something.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably something that, you know, my mom or my dad said, hey, you know, he likes that Bill Haley, so Bob Halley, that's pretty close, right?
Yeah. And yeah, and yes, just these chick pick folks. It was The Human Jungle off the Double Shot Records label out of 1967 with Gorilla Milk. Very disturbing record.
Can I break in real quick with the Gorilla Milk story?
Well, we're out of time, Joe. We'll have to do it in the after hours because it's top of the hour right now, and I got to give a shout out to our buddies at Area 51 and give a good thanks out to Cosmic Debris and Alan Wiener for the RF and the bandwidth. And folks, if you're over at rockandradio.com, the trivia question of the night is, out of 300 Lost Discs radio shows, how many have been aired on rockandradio.com? The answer is 60. Starting with show 241 all the way through tonight's show, 300. Get over there to rockandradio.com. Check out the RLT Archives Music Magazine, the stepfather of soul, Jason Stone, and the electrophonic Bri-Fi Phillips. For more of this kind of action, my brother's in arms over there. And good night, Weasley Steve. Good night, Brad. Night, Doc.
Good night.
Hey, Chesty. Night, Phil. Night, Baby Cakes. And good night, Weasley Steve. Wherever you are.